Original 16, a great way to celebrate things done well.
Hello and welcome inside. Our Flames postgame live is on the air. It's brought to you by Original 16. Brendan Parker alongside Ryan Dietrich. It is a 5-3 final tonight for the visitors as the Anaheim Ducks come in and have a big third period. The difference in a hockey game that went into the third tied 2-2 as the Flames coming off that victory on Saturday night. Talked a lot the last couple days about some of the effort, maybe getting rewarded finally as well on Saturday. Not the case here tonight, and maybe a little bit different in terms of how we got there. This game seemed to take on some real momentum, different swings both ways, and at the end of it, it's Anaheim that rides it to the finish. What'd you make of what you saw here tonight and the way the third period goes?
Yeah, I think you said it really well. There were the momentum swings. It wasn't a great first period from the Flames, a good response in the second, but when this game was up for grabs in the third period, you go in tied 2-2. You get outscored quickly 2-0, and you don't get your first shot on net until the 11-minute mark of the period. So by that point, you do cut the deficit to one to give yourself a little bit of life, and they did manufacture a few more shots from that point forward. But you dig yourself that deep a hole. It doesn't matter who you're playing on the other side. It's difficult to come back, but maybe more, I wouldn't say concerningly, but at least what was the issue for this team on this night is that they just weren't able to. They weren't able to figure out their game even after that goal from that point forward. Anaheim kind of took control, and they eventually did get that insurance marker to kind of nurse this one home. So overall, not the best effort from the Calgary Flames tonight. I know they're going to be pretty disappointed about this one after having a very strong effort, one that a lot of the players and Coach Ryan Huska said was really their most complete one only a couple of days ago.
Yeah, without question, and obviously a disappointing finish to this hockey game when you look at it. And it kind of seemed like after that 4-3 goal, that momentum was kind of building again. The Flames had some looks, and I think it was that Sharangovich redirect right in front of the net that Dostal ends up getting his shoulder on, which, you know, looked like that was headed for the top corner, and instead he turns it away, and then they find the insurance marker shortly thereafter. Let's take a look at how it all goes down here tonight, go through the highlights as we begin to describe it here on the Flames TV desk. And this is where it all started, back in the first period, and early on, Mason McTavish would get the Ducks on the board. He's got 19 on the season, approaching a 20-goal mark, but that is one heck of a tip in the high slot.
One of his five shots in that first period, so not a bad first period for the guy. But a great look there from Olin Zellweger, and I know we're going to talk about him a little bit more as this show continues. But, you know, great vision from the point. He sets himself up, gives him a target. That's what you're looking for on a high-tip play.
But then the Flames would get their opportunities, and they'd get the first man advantage of the night. And Mackenzie Weegar said they just feel like they're really in a good spot with the power play right now. Guys have a kind of a shot mentality, and that's one of those examples where he hands it off, and it's Kadri that takes it. But Sharangovich with the nice hands in front.
Yeah, it's interesting here. You're not really sure if he's trying to get a piece of that or if he's trying to tie up the stick of the defender. But either way, like you said, you're putting yourself in that position. And again, we talked about this the other night too. This power play is heating up, but mainly it's because there's a predictability to it now. Guys know where they're supposed to be, and there's also a simplicity. Make the simple play, get pucks on net.
So a 1-1 at that point, and then after a couple of chances from this line earlier in this period, it was Andrei Kuzmenko that decides to keep this time around, and then good decision because he outweights everybody, including the defender and Dostal, to score.
And look at this on entry, too. It's a 1-on-3. Andrei Kuzmenko, not a whole lot of real estate to work with, but that's a soft play from Trevor Zegras on the back check. So what does Andrei Kuzmenko do? Shows off the handles, takes advantage of that, skates through, and for a moment, it looked like he skated himself out of a position to shoot, but he finds the hole, as the good goal scorers do.
Sure does, and for him, 16 on the season. We'll hear more from him in a moment, but before the end of that period, the Ducks get their own power play, and I believe it was the only man advantage they had in this game, but it was the one that they made good on, and Troy Terry scores kind of another fortuitous bounce in that it ends up on the point shot, finding its way perfectly to the wide open man.
Leo Carlson setting the screen in front. You can see he's still kind of hobbling a little bit there, so paying the price, I suppose, but you said it best. I mean, the Flames really defended this one quite well. Mackenzie Weegar, I think, in the second intermission told you, it's just kind of a bad luck play. You think you're in good position, and you know what it does take, though, is a good finish from Troy Terry. Markstrom not able to get across.
So as we talked about off the top, it's a 2-2 game heading into the third period. You feel pretty good to having outplayed and outchanced Anaheim in the second, but this one hurts really early on. A buck 52 in, Trevor Zegras finds Cam Fowler.
Another great play by Zellweger, too. You see him up in the play, but it really started at his own blue line, disrupting the entry and sending the puck north. That's a great shot from Cam Fowler, too, after the Zegras setup, as you noted. He kind of uses Oliver Shillington as a screen. Markstrom not able to pick it up, and obviously takes a great finish. Fowler's definitely been known for that over the course of his career.
So five on the year for Fowler, and more from the Ducks. And this was just a great shot. It's the eyes of Terry to find Alex Killorn, and in traffic, tightly checked from the backside, but still gets the shot away.
It's interesting. I was looking up the stats. Alex Killorn never has hit the 30-goal mark, but with a release like this, and you know, I think we really underestimate how difficult that is to do, to pull it across your body like that and pick the corner. Again, I thought the Flames actually defended this one pretty well off the rush, but that's a great shooter doing what he does best.
16 for Killorn, and again, more from him in a moment, but first the Flames get one back, and this line's kind of been all over it, both offensively and defensively. On for a few, four on for a few against, and Kuzmenko has the toe in the perfect spot.
Probably the greasiest of Andrei Kuzmenko's goals over the past week, but hey, they all count. I love how Martin Pospisil has to pull this one off his back foot. So by doing that, he doesn't exactly know where Kuzmenko is, but he trusts that he's going towards the net. Sure, you get a little bit of a friendly bounce, but Kuzi's going to the right place.
So two on the night for Kuzmenko and 17 on the season, but here's the insurance marker, Killorn again. He's got his 17th as well, and this one, I'd say another fortuitous bounce. It ends up right on the tape of Killorn.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, a good block from Jonathan Huberdeau there. That's what you want to see your good players doing, but you know, it bounces right back onto the stick, and again, it takes a great release. So we did see some of the offensive exploits of a team that, you know, hasn't been able to string a lot together this year, but as we saw over the course of the highlights there, they do have some of the talent to finish, so it was a good display from them tonight.
Yeah, some good young players, and Olin Zellweger is the most recent to be an addition to that lineup, playing his 20th NHL game here tonight, and obviously had some pretty good looks and some pretty good opportunities that led into goals for the Anaheim Ducks, finishes with three assists on the night. We'll hear from some players here in just a moment, but maybe before we do, you know, let's focus a little bit in on that line that has been put together for the last three games at St. Louis. I think Kuzmenko has a pair of goals there. Actually, had three, but
yes.
One's called back on a kind of a phantom high stick. And then Kadri, obviously, part of it, but Kuzmenko with a pair of assists in Saturday night's game. And then right back to it here tonight, where they're just kind of all over it and in the conversation in terms of the offense that this team's been able to generate so far.
You know, you really wonder here. Now there's eight games left in the regular season, so you're going to take opportunities to try and find some combinations that might work for you potentially long-term going into next season. And we're seeing a different side of Andrei Kuzmenko, especially here over the last couple of games. And Nazem Kadri, arguably the team's MVP this year, has done a great job of bringing guys like Martin Pospisil and Connor Zary at times as well, you know, allowing them to find their game and show a little bit of confidence. So that's what I think we're starting to see from Andrei Kuzmenko. There was a quieter period, you know, sort of the in-between after he came. He had a couple of good games, put up some points, but then it sort of dropped off a little bit. But now
sick,
we're starting to see
too
that offensive confidence come back too. And you love to see him making plays with these guys, driving the net, taking the puck on individual efforts like this. And you know, when a guy's celebrating like this too, he's feeling good about where things are at. So hopefully it's something they can build off.
Yeah, and that for Kuzmenko now is three consecutive multi-point games. He had the two goals in St. Louis, two assists in on Saturday night against L.A., and then tonight it's a pair of helpers as well. 6 points for that line. Pospisil with a pair, Kadri with a pair as well. Also on, though, for a couple on the opposite side as well. But that's kind of par for the course when you end up giving up four goals at even strength as well. 5-3 the final here tonight. The Anaheim Ducks escape with the victory on the road here to finish off their five-game road trip and a long one as we enter April here for Anaheim. Let's go inside the Calgary Flames locker room now and get some reaction. Our first player to step in there is Mackenzie Weegar, the defenseman.
Right from the beginning, there wasn't too much from us. I thought, you know, we weren't committed to playing with structure. And, you know, a team like that plays loose and they're pretty skilled. You know, they can make you pay. I don't know why we don't get prepared like it would be against any other top team in the league. So it's a bit disappointing. And, you know, I'm one of those guys, too. So it was a disappointing effort tonight.
You mentioned they were playing loose. Can this group maybe take a page out of that, at least notebook, as far as playing a little more loose? Or do you need to tighten things up a little bit structure-wise, as you mentioned?
I think, you know, when we play our best, we're structured. We execute the right way. But I think as a forward or you know, even as a D-man, if you do see, you know, there's an opportunity to, you know, find a breakaway or, you know, stretch the zone a bit, make those D back off. Of course, you know, you can take a page out of that, but for the most part, it's for 60 minutes. You want to play that structured hockey. You know, we just did it to a playoff team last game. I don't know why it just flips so quickly like that. It's weird, and I don't get it.
This might be a weird question, but is that something, I mean, you guys do have games remaining against mm-hmm. below you in the standings?
Yeah.
Can you guys prove that to yourselves?
Yeah. I've said this, you know, throughout the year, which is why it's kind of disappointing tonight. Is, you know, I know that I personally have more care for the next guy beside me to play better. I know that there's a lot of guys in this room that can play better for that next guy beside you. I thought tonight it was one of those games where it was kind of, you take a look in the mirror tonight, it was one of those games. You know, that effort's not acceptable. Especially when we're trying to, you know, we got a younger group now. We got to set the standard now.
Is it tough? There's been so much talk about setting a standard here that can mm-hmm. carry forward. So how do you address a game where you're not happy with the effort and the way the, I guess, group kind of gelled or didn't?
Well, we'll address it tomorrow morning. I don't think it's necessarily going to be one of those ones that show good clips, because I don't think there were, you know, too many of them. I thought when, like, the Kuzmenko and possibly when they grinded the D down, they were getting opportunities. I thought just the commitment to go and get the puck back, or, you know, go and break it out clean. It's those little things that, you know, that might go unnoticed, but, you know, not to a teammate in here or to a coach or, you know, to somebody that is on the bench. You know, those things are noticeable. And, you know, it was just like patches tonight in the corner. He wins a battle. I think there were two guys on him. And, you know, Kuzi goes up, and we break out 4-on-3, and we end up scoring a goal just because, you know, a guy takes on a battle there in the corner. It's those little things that might go unnoticed that, you know, we need to start making it noticeable, because those are the little things that win games.
It's easy for us to see and hear the passion that you have right now and that you're angry. I mean, it would be so easy for this to be a Tuesday night against mm-hmm. Anaheim when you guys are out of the playoffs. And mm-hmm. have to go. So what is, you know, keeping that fire going, keeping you angry?
I mean, I'm just, you know, I think we're just competitors at the end of the day. You know, I find motivation, you know, every day to come play the, you know, the greatest game in the world. You know, it's, you don't take that for granted here. I don't think anybody does, but, you know, it's those things that keeps you coming back to the rink and wanting to play your best is for the next guy beside you. We've come so far, so many relationships were built this, you know, this season. And, you know, it's that passion that you bring to the rink every day, you know. It wasn't there tonight.
McKenzie, isn't that the season in a nutshell? Consistency. You guys have used mm-hmm. it a lot. It's not there.
Yeah.
It just came up, what you guys said was maybe your best performance mm-hmm. of the year, most complete. And now this one's, you know, one of your worst. Mm-hmm. Is it your season in a nutshell, really?
Yeah, there's been lots of ups and downs for sure. The consistency, I would say, I guess, wouldn't be there. And that's something that we're going to have to work on and build on, you know, come next year for sure. You know, if you want to be a great team in this league, you got to consistently win, and we're gonna need that. So I guess you could sort of say that, but you know, for the remainder of the year, we need to bounce back and just start playing for one another. I don't care if we lose the next 8 games. You know, come to battle and work for each other.
Okay, thanks.
All right, there's McKenzie Weegar and some really good stuff as we've grown accustomed to hearing from number 52. And just a look at his night, he talked about being competitive and trying to bring that fire. And I thought, you know, physically, him and Braden Pahal kind of all night were dictating things in that way. And they've done a good job. But three hits early in the part. I think he finished with 5 hits on the night. But, yep. You know, Weegar and Patches, as he called them, you know, I thought kind of really showed that throughout the course of the night here tonight.
Well, he talked about, you know, having a young group, and Braden Pahal falls into that category of guys that are trying to establish themselves and, you know, trying to set a standard not only for now but going into next season as well. And the only way you do that is by leading by example, and you just saw it right there, not only in the play on the ice that McKenzie Weegar yeah. is bringing on a daily basis, monster night, by the way, 28-plus minutes from him, but it's interviews like that too,
yeah.
right? He
yeah.
wears his heart on his sleeve. He speaks honestly, and you know that accountability side of it is what's being reflected to his teammates in the locker room too. So unacceptable effort, but if you have individuals that are going out and playing like he did tonight, that's the sort of leadership that's going to turn the tide, maybe not immediately, but we're talking about the future of this team and setting an example for guys like Braden Pahal, like Daniil Miromanov, and others that are trying to get their foot in the door and make a statement. So currently for the Calgary Flames, there aren't very many guys better that you could try to learn from on and off the ice than a guy like Mackenzie Weegar.
Went even as far to describe an exact play there, too, that helped lead to one of those Calgary Flames goals with some nice work down low by Braden Paul that eventually leads to some offense. But Paul, he was in there in the thick of it all night long.
Yeah.
He threw a couple of huge hits, especially in that third period. I think he finished with 7 here tonight and was kind of a thorn in the side of the Ducks all night long. Actually sent, I believe, Mason McTavish, he was part of that. He left the game in the first period, didn't return, and then at one point sent Vetrano to the bench feeling it as well. So that's part of his game and part that he did well here tonight once again. All right, let's go back inside the Calgary Flames locker room. Let's hear from the captain here. It's Michael Backlund now.
It sounded as though in chatting with Mackenzie, this one just didn't taste great from the get-go. Is that how you see it and feel?
Yeah. It wasn't up to our standards the way we can play,
How so? Like, is this a similar, conversation we've had throughout this year about just not being prepared, or is it structure, or all of it?
No, I don't think it was structure. I think it was more preparation and mental side of the game, and we know they're a team that plays, very highly skilled team. A lot of young guys that are very good creating things, but they play pretty loose. And we know if you play with our structure, we're going to have a better chance of winning. And we didn't do that. And that's more like the mental side that we didn't want to buy into it.
Do you have any theories as to why this group the past season and change hasn't been able to win against teams well below you in the standings?
We got to be... You got to be better. If I had an answer, we would have changed it. All we can do is, we got to at some point learn from it and become better. And it's all about preparation, going into the games and play the right way, play to our system and play with more energy and pace than we did today.
Mackenzie mentioned that there's a standard that needs to be set for some of the younger players on the team. After a game like tonight, how do you go about addressing that with younger players and making sure that standard is set?
Yeah, we got to have a good practice tomorrow, get right back at it, and then bounce back next game. We are playing two good teams coming up here, so it's a good opportunity for all of us to play better. And, we got to play a lot better if we're going to have a chance against those two teams.
Is there something different in the way you guys prepare against these top-level teams versus a team like an Anaheim?
No. It's the same thing, same routine. We do the same things, meetings and all that. But we got to change something, and we'll talk about it within the room. But today wasn't up to our standards. And, us leaders got to show the way for the young guys.
Kevin said he doesn't care if you guys lose the last 8 games. He just wants you to come and battle and, show that work effort. Obviously, he does care if you win some of those 8 games, but is that more where the focus is?
Right? Yeah, all we can control is our performance and how we approach games and and how we play. So if we play the right way and play hard, results going to come. But all we can focus on is how we approach games and how we perform.
On nights like this where you feel like your structure's not there, is there a way to get it back mid-game, or how challenging would that be to try to get it back on the rails once you don't have it?
Well, I don't know. It was a bad game tonight. I don't want to dig into too much. Like, weeks already answered a lot of questions. We know we got to be better. We know we got to play a lot better. We know we got to learn from it. And at some point, we got to turn – play better teams that are below us in the standings.
Right there, you hear from the captain, Michael Backlund, and kind of reiterating a lot of the things. We know we need to be better. Starts at practice tomorrow, and they do have a couple of pretty good teams upcoming here as well. But, that's kind of the way the schedule goes. And Winnipeg's, they've been fighting it a little bit, obviously, here as of late, but they got out of their slump. And we'll be a hungry group on that side coming up here this week.
Yeah, Jets, fascinating team, like you said. Found some success the other night against LA. Some guys that previously were a little bit silent found their offensive confidence again. So they're starting to think more a little bit about finding their game and making sure that they're ramping it up just in time so that they're hitting on all cylinders when the playoffs come. Ditto the Edmonton Oilers, who come in here on Saturday,
Night.
So, tough road ahead, as it always tends to be. But, you know, if there's one saving grace for this team right now, the Calgary Flames traditionally all season have been able to get up for those games against those good teams.
Yeah.
Typically, that's when we see the most emotion, the most intensity, and matching the desperation level. And hopefully, as Michael Backlund and Mackenzie Weegar said, they get back to their standard, because we saw it the other night. We didn't tonight.
More on the Flames here in just a moment, but first, let's just, if we could, take a moment to, heard from Mackenzie talk about a skilled team over there, and I think one guy that stood out here tonight, first live viewing, at least for myself and a number of people, Olin Zellweger, 20-year-old defenseman, comes in here and 20th NHL game and puts up 3 assists in a game that's kind of like a homecoming for him.
And this is the guy that everybody was watching around Christmas time the past 2 World Juniors. I mean, welcome to 2024. The smaller defenseman, the mobile guy that covers a ton of ice, handles the puck so well, and just look at him survey the scene and find the lanes as he does here. Obviously finding Carlson's foot there in front, leading to the Terry goal. But this is what I love to see. Twice disrupts a Flames entry there on Martin Pospisil. And the only way you do that is if you keep a tight gap and you're a great skater. So you made the comparison, which I found kind of interesting, to a guy like Sam Girard of the Colorado Avalanche earlier tonight. I think that's a great look, because it's, again, a guy that's a little bit smaller in stature but covers the ice extremely well, gets up in the attack, prevents, you know, entries because he keeps that tight gap and is able to not only keep things tight defensively, but as we saw, transition into the offensive side too. So this is a guy that got his first NHL goal the other night in Vancouver, one of the nicest first NHL goals a guy could ask for, and then to follow it up with a 3-point night in his birthplace of Calgary, not too bad for the kid.
Not too bad. And on the other side of it, Flames will be looking at some of those elements, and maybe we'll get some reaction here from the head coach as well, because here's Ryan Huskin now. Following the 5-3 loss, just what his takeaways were on tonight.
Coach, when you look at this season, would you say that consistency was probably the biggest issue that you guys weren't able to kind of get a hold of?
Yeah, one of the issues, for sure. I mean, we had swings where we were had good stretches, we were winning games, and we've had swings where you have to stop the bleeding before it gets to a point where you can't recover.
But in terms of what we saw on Saturday night to what we just saw tonight, it seems to me there is a classic example of where this season's been.
Yeah, sure, and that's pretty much it. I mean, we've 5-on-5. Our play against LA was really good. Tonight we were awful. You know.
Any sense of why?
No, not right now. I thought, you know, we had a handful of players that they came to play tonight. I think everybody here probably knows who those players are. And the rest did not. We looked for an easy game, was my opinion on it, and I think that's what we ended up getting.
Why has that been a theme versus lower opponents the past season and change, Ryan?
I know that's kind of the question that gets asked a fair bit. Chicago's a team that we've had trouble with. Columbus is a team that we've had trouble with. But coming into tonight, the last couple of years, against, you know, Anaheim, San Jose, teams that have been below us, the record hasn't been all that bad, you know. So I think when you have nights like this one where we are awful and we don't play well, that stuff always gets magnified a little bit.
Any update on Joel Hanley?
I don't have anything yet, no.
And when you shuffle the lines in the midway through the game, what was your... I assume you're just looking for a spark?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we had one line that was going. That's the line that stayed together. So the rest, I don't think, had a lot of – they didn't have a lot of gas. They didn't have a lot of push in their game tonight, and there wasn't nearly enough bite from those other lines like we saw from the one line in particular.
Something specific about their game that gave you guys trouble, or do you feel like this was more on your group tonight?
This was more – well, they came in and played a good game. I mean, but this was on us, for sure, the way we played.
That line, what are you seeing from them? It seems like every game they're getting even a little better.
Yeah. Well, you have Naz is competitive. Posp knows his role really well. Again, I think he had 7 or 8 hits tonight. And Kuzi's starting to feel good about his offensive game. So he wants the puck. He wants to be around it. And I think the three of them are starting to feed off of each other, as you mentioned.
When did you start to see that confidence in Kuzmenko maybe blossom a little bit more?
Probably St. Louis. You know, that was one of the games. Like, he was having some stretches where he was a little bit up and down, some nights where he wasn't playing a lot, some nights where he was playing more. But I felt like in St. Louis he was skating, and he was much more involved in the game, which allowed him to play and touch the puck a lot more than he had prior in the prior games. So
he's been able to maintain that over the last three games, and that's great for us and great for him.
Okay, thanks.
Original 16, a great way to celebrate things done well.
All right, Flames Postgame Live brought to you by Original 16. Celebrate things done well. Enjoy the taste and remember to enjoy the official beer, the Calgary Flames Original 16. The Calgary Flames fall 5-3 here tonight to the visiting Anaheim Ducks, and I think the coach probably put it pretty bluntly there, and you know, not much more to say about that. You know, from an analysis standpoint, when you don't play well 5-on-5, it's generally what's going to lead to the score being on the wrong side of things.
Well, I only chuckle because I'm glad you don't put me in that position, because
yeah,
I think the coach did a pretty good job.
Well, he did. Yeah.
You're right. I mean, it was a little bit of frustration there. We heard it from the players, but then the coach as well, because of the letdown that we saw based on the performance on Saturday, which was a really good one from the Flames. And we talked about it a few times on the show. That's the standard that they want to keep here for the rest of the season. But yeah, you got to turn the page. You got to turn it quick, because we're talking about getting this team's game back in order. It needs to be orders of magnitude better against some talented teams looking ahead. So in some ways, perhaps it's a little bit easier to flush, because as Mackenzie Weegar alluded to, not a whole lot of good to be looking at the tape. Perhaps completely flip the script on Thursday, and we'll see where that gets them. But it starts tomorrow at practice before a flight out to Winnipeg.
Winnipeg is the next opponent. As for tonight, it is the Anaheim Ducks that snap a skid of their own coming in and finishing off a five-game road trip here tonight in Calgary. 5-3 the final. The Ducks get first star performance from Olin Zellweger, 3 assists. There's also a big night there from Troy Terry as well. A couple of goals from Alex Killorn. The Flames get their offense from Andre Kuzmenko and Nazem Kadri and Martin Pospisil. They combine for 6 points. And onward we look to the Jets. That comes your way on Thursday night from Canada Life Center. And then it is back at home as they welcome the Edmonton Oilers Saturday night, one of the few remaining home games on their schedule here in April. Thanks for watching Flames Postgame Live, brought to you by Original 16. We'll see you on Saturday night back here at the Dome.